I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now I'm going out with Erkan, who is so fucking nice and lovely. Not even going out there, but engaged. I'm the dickhead by default. Hello everybody and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week I am joined by none other than trailblazing influencer, Love Island star, and one half of my favourite celebrity couple, it's Teddy Suarez, everybody! Woo! Right, I've got to ask, did I say that second name right? I feel so bad. Did I butcher it with my dulcet Geordie tones?
No, you smashed it. Usually people call me Teddy Suarez and I'm like... Oh, that sounds like a disease. What is that?
Why are they making you sound like you're from my neck of the woods, like Wall's End or something? Like, you're cosmopolitan. Give the man the credit.
But no, you smashed it.
Yes. I'm such a cosmopolitan prick these days, honestly. I'm practically bilingual, I think. How are you, Petal? Thank you for coming on.
No, that's all right. Thank you for having me. I'm absolutely good. Very busy, as you can imagine, and getting used to what that feels like right now. I mean, I was busy with work, but that's routine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But right now, I feel like I'm pulled from pillar to post, and it's like, oh my God, I need to get used to what the hell my goals are right now. Pretty much.
It's so hard, like, to come out of something like quite a normal job, which, like you say, has routine, has structure, and you know what to expect from your day, to be thrust into something like being an influencer, being a celebrity, the position you're in now. And I love my life because I thrive on like unpredictability. I thrive on like late night texts telling me, you know, go here, do this. This has changed. Like, I find it exciting. I think I always said, like, whatever my job looks like, it has to excite us. But I did find getting used to that took a lot of time.
Yeah, it's just, I don't even think I'm used to it now. Like I said to you, it's just, I was one that Instagram was just for fun. Go on Instagram, post a relaxing post. It might be a quote here and there. But yeah, I think it was a case now that you're just thrown into the deep end, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, when I got my phone coming out of the villa, being thrown with under just 1 million followers is like, oh, what the hell am I supposed to do with that?
It's a baptism of fire. Like, I often say this about the Love Island lot. Like, I think the way I started, like, our steady rise was just that. It was slow and steady, and we had to graft at it. And, you know, people didn't like us for a while, and people didn't know who we were. And I slowly climbed the ladder. But with you guys, like, you have no phone and you have no idea what's going on. And then all of a sudden you're just like released back into the wild with, like you say, normally about 1 million followers, everybody wanting a piece of you, the world knowing who you are. And that's got to be a pretty overwhelming feeling.
Yeah, it's frightening. It is frightening. And the thing is, I absolutely love the support. I love absolutely everyone that's kind of supported me in faith. Now... When it comes to what I thought I was going to do, it was going to be call family and call work and be like, yeah, I'm back in work on Monday. And not being able to kind of go back to what you're used to. Because in theory, it was kind of like going on a long holiday and going back thinking that you're going to kind of go straight back into what your life was before. But you're having to, you know, I'm having to learn a completely new, different world. You know, I'm meeting Vicky Patterson, for example, sake. Like,
oh, fuck off. I'm meeting Teddy Saras. Like, I'm the lucky one. You know, I don't know how, like, you feel like you're doing, but, like, from an outsider looking in, and someone who's got 10 years experience, 10 years plus VAT, in the industry, like, I feel like it looks like you're navigating it pretty well, you know.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm someone that's always been so self-critical of myself. So even speaking to Faye, like, she's like, calm down, relax, like, stop being so, what's the word I'm looking for, insecure. And it's like, yeah, but I'm not used to this. So I don't know if I'm doing this right or what's wrong and like what's in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard, and you're trying to listen to so many different people, especially management. And usually I'd just be listening to my circle, it'd be my boys, my family. And now you're kind of trying to draw from other people's experiences. And you don't, like I say, you don't know what's right and wrong. So it's so hard.
It is hard. And like, I think as well, because there's no rule book for this. Like, yes, there are reality TV stars, and yes, there are influencers who've done it before, but you don't necessarily want to do it like them. I think the beauty of a good reality star or a good influencer or whatever is they do things like them, you know, like they carve their own way. And from what I've seen, like, I've just read that you're the first ever, like, influencer that, like, Jack Wills have used, like, in terms of reality TV. And, like, you're obviously doing something right, hun, because there are brands that wouldn't normally take notice of someone from Love Island or someone from Made in Chelsea or someone from wherever, you know, and they are taking notice. So you are carving your own way. And regardless of how loud that pesky little inner critic can be, I think sometimes you need to just say, shh, shushy, I'm doing a good job, because it looks to me like you are.
Ah, I appreciate that. And I think you're right in what you're saying. I think with a lot of the opportunities that I've done, I mean, Full Monty, for example, say, that was like something that's close to my heart. Jack Wills, like, there was other brands out there that was kind of...
Can you tell me then? Because I'm so nosy. And one of my questions... Right, you turned down a big brand deal. Like, I'm talking six figures, mate. That is, like, life-changing money for a lot of people. But you didn't feel like it was right. Can you tell me who you turned it down with?
Oh, damn it.
I'm just such a nosy fucking cow. This is why I have the podcast.
No, I cannot do that, because obviously I'll get shot the next day. But
damn it, he's remaining tight-lipped, folks.
But I think in terms of, again, that you've got more experience than me. You know what's kind of right for you, and whether or not it's something for you. And instincts wise, I run on instinct. So I feel like it was so easy for me to be like, I say easy, but it was one of those things that wasn't too difficult for me to kind of turn it down and go towards, for example, Jack Wills, because it was more towards my makeup. It was more towards what I could kind of see in terms of my long-term picture. Short-term wise, it would have been fantastic. I would have been able to take the boys out and be like, yeah, let's have a drink,
order what you want, get the champagne, get the lobster,
let's go Nobu, all that kind of stuff. But it's just been the way I've been brought up. I kind of came from nothing as well, and I just kind of appreciate and value the footsteps that I'm taking now. And I think, you know, Faye included, she's we're like two peas in a pod in that way. So speaking to her, bouncing off her, it made that decision a lot easier as well, if that makes sense.
No, and I think you two, like, you are my definition of a power couple. And, like, I know your relationship is still in its infancy and stuff like that, but I feel like based on... Well, for starters, everyone's fucking obsessed with you. Like, I've never had more requests for a person on the podcast than I have you. I was like, right, okay, guys, I am trying, I promise. But no, I think, like, based on everyone's reaction to you and how much I love you, like, you're obviously just inspirational and doing really good things for each other, because you both seem so really happy. So that doesn't surprise us. That's just steering you in the right way. I think she's a really shrewd girl, like a very business savvy cookie. And I don't think people give her enough credit for that. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's so easy, again, day-to-day wise, for me to kind of go to Faye, what do you think? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Because she has got that savvy mindset. Mm. And like where I may question myself, and I tend to question myself quite a few times on things, just because I'm just, like I said, I'm self-critical. She'd be kind of there to be like, oh, do you know what, babe? That's okay. That's good. That's, you know, and she'd give me kind of rational explanations as to why I do it. Whereas, you know, I don't know, like someone, my brothers might actually say, do you know what, try that out. And it's kind of like, whoa, slow down.
And just like, take the money and let me put truffle on everything. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, and just, yeah, doing things that are close to home as well. Like you said, with the full Monty, like jumping on that, feeling... like the feeling after doing it was liberating, and I wouldn't have been able to kind of feel that way just by making a quick decision at the beginning. I wouldn't have known what that would have meant. But yeah, it's an amazing partnership. I wouldn't have thought I'd go into Love Island and find what I've got now. It's mad.
You're gonna make me cry. I'm getting so emotional.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before I do cry and absolutely fangirl you and Fear too much, can I just say, like, just listening to you talk, it's really refreshing to hear a man discuss like uncertainties and being self-critical and having doubts and feeling out of his depth. Like, I never had you pegged as some sort of like toxically masculine fella anyway. Like, it's quite obvious you're not that cup of tea. That's not your cup of tea. But actually, like, you're in, like, you're so evolved. Like, it's really lovely. And I think it's nice for young lads who probably have watched Love Island and are now following you and whatever, to see that there is like another, like there is a space in the world to be very masculine and like be successful, but also be like in tune with your feelings, to not have to avert like traditionally masculine qualities. Like, I just feel like you're smashing it is what I'm trying to say. I'm mumbling through that, but like what I want to say is like it's refreshing and nice.
Oh, I appreciate that. I think it is important to like release your emotions and not bottle it up. And I think a lot of men have that voice inside their heads that they know it's there and they just ignore it. Like, they'll push it to the side, go out, have a drink, go out with the boys and just pretend that, you know, they're not going through something. Whereas like my boys will tell you, I'll literally be like, but I'm not on it today because of X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And we'll have a long hour chat on the phone. Then we'll probably go out and have like a good time. But
that's so
that,
important though. Like, yeah. That's so important. Like, honestly, back in my day, if you look at reality TV, for example, right, look at my show. And this is no disrespect to the boys on my show. They were cast for a reason. I think they were completely a product of their generation and society at the time. But it was all about smashing birds, like having no feelings, like lads, like wanking into a sock, I don't know, or whatever they were doing. But that's definitely like what was encouraged. And I remember, like, even back then as a 20 something, feeling worried about what we were projecting. Like, women were just meant to cry over men all the time, and men were just meant to do what they wanted, like, and have no feelings and have no like ramifications about their behavior. Like, I felt like it was really toxic. And looking now at the people like you who are going on Love Island, you know, the people like Dr. Alex, like the people, the men who are like sort of becoming successful off these shows, I think it's really lovely that it's evolving in that way. And we're showing young lads like hang on a second. Like, it's not just all about like the notches on your bedpost that doesn't make you a fella. There are plenty more things that actually make you a real man.
Yeah, definitely. I think as well, like, a lot of people forget that, you know, you have a mum, and in my case, I've got a little sister as well. So it's kind of respecting that as well. And again, it's probably because of the way I was brought up. You know, my dad passed away when I was very young. When I grew up, building my relationship with my mum, it's having these like difficult conversations with my mum all the time. So like, that's getting my feelings, my emotions out, and it's talking. My brother, I'm very close with my brother. We were always talking about emotions all the time between me and him. There's not one point where he would hide something from me and vice versa. And even now with Faye, like, now that I'm with Faye, we talk all the time, and there's moments.
Do you get a word in?
Do you know what? Yeah, we're in the middle of that one.
The dynamic's the same as me and her. Can't I fucking feel hard sorry for him sometimes? I've like talked for an hour and I'm like, oh my god, I'm sorry, how was your day?
Oh god. But yeah, there is moments, you know what, when I do eventually get a word in, she's literally like, babe, it's fine for you to talk about your emotions. It's like having someone close enough to you to give you that reminder that it is okay. Because obviously some people don't have the fortune of having that. Like, you might have a shit friend that you call them up and it's like, oh my god, I'm going through something, and then somehow that friend ends up talking about themselves and you just get lost and it's like, hang on a minute, I thought you were the problem.
There's so many people like that, and I call them. So I have this method, and it's not mine. Like, I can't take credit for it at all. I'm not going to appropriate someone's intellectual property right now. It's my therapist's thing. And it's basically, there are three types of people in the world, right? And there are people, and you can work out who they are by how you feel when you see their name flash up on your phone. Right.
Oh,
so
wow.
I know. And it's madness, and it's so simple, but it's actually so true. So there are people who, when you see their name flash up on your phone, you'll go, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, they're your pals. Don't get me wrong. Like, you're not being two-faced or anything. But you just know, Teddy, they're ringing you with a problem like they always do. Or they are ringing you because they want something like they always do. Or they are ringing you just to drag you down. Like, there's not going to be a moment of that conversation where you're laughing and having a good time and feeling jolly. So they're called, coincidentally, the draggers, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's the second people who are like the kind of middle of the roaders, who, when you see their name pop up, you're thinking, oh, God, what are they after? Is everything all right? Like, how's your day? Whatever. If you said to them, for example, like, oh, I'm going to start like this new like lifestyle routine on Monday, I'm going to be really fit and healthy, they'd be like, oh, good for you. Whereas if you said that to the draggers, they'd be like, what are you doing that for? Like, you'll just fall off
the
wagon.
It's a waste of time.
They'll drag you down, you know? And then the final people, right? And this is who we should all aspire to be in life. They're called the igniters. And when you see their name like pop up on your phone, you're like, hello, is everything all right? Like, absolutely buzzing to chat with them. And you know, if you say to them, like, oh, I'm starting like a healthy routine on Monday, they'll go, that sounds fucking class. That'll be great for you. I'll do it too. And like, before you know it, you're like going to the gym together. They light up your soul.
They are the vibe. I love that.
So that's who you should be ringing. You should be looking for your igniters next time you want to have a chat. And I'm sure you've got them in your life already, haven't you?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm so tight with my brothers, and even with Faye, to be honest. Like, when that's why I feel like our partnership does work so well, because when we're together and there is ever, even our highs, to be honest, like, we're celebrating those highs, our lows, like, we're together, like, we're lounging about or whatever, do you know what I mean? Or
we
go for a long walk, go to Devon or whatever, and go to see the dogs and play with the dogs and see family, and we'll see my family, that like, we do something. So there's always like there's always something when we're super, super busy where we can just escape and kind of get back to that happy medium and get a balance, if that makes sense.
That's really important to have that in your partner, because like you said at the start, your life is going so fast now and there are amazing things happening all the time. And you are a little bit out of your comfort zone because nothing exciting ever really happens there. So to be doing all the amazing things you are, you have to be out of that. But it's lovely to have someone that you can not only share this with, mate, but who can counsel you, like you say, and also be there for you when things don't work out quite as you planned. Like, that's a fucking madness. Did you ever think you were going to go to Magaluf with your little case and find a bird that was like this for you? Did you ever think?
Nah, not at all. Not at all. And the thing is, my boys will tell you I'm a hopeless romantic.
I love that so much. Honestly, I kept looking for her, Can. Even after all the heartbreak, I was like, he's fucking out there. I know he is.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that when I got the call up, it's like, yeah, you go when you're flying out. I was open to finding love, but finding it is another question, because you know you've just been let down so many times in one way, shape or form. So, everything that we went through, even in the villa and out of the villa, we came out the villa. When we moved into this place, we're sleeping in an airbed, Usually Johnson. People be like so prideful and be like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Babe, please, you're talking to the right person. We slept on a fucking mattress on the floor for like nigh on 6 months. And by the end of it, I was like, people were saying on my Insta story, like, are you on a mattress on the floor? And I was thinking like, yes, actually, Deborah, I am on a mattress on the floor.
Very proud as well about that.
I don't know what he wants to tell you. Like, I can't get my bed yet. Like, the dog's really comfortable in the front room. You can get out the back. Like, this is my life right now. No judgment from you, please.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, like, we're just two peas in a pod. And I think when I initially went into that villa, I was a massive skeptic. Like, even, you know, you're talking to psych before you go into the villa and it's kind of like, I'm just like, should I be going on this show? Am I really going to find what I'm looking for? Like, I don't need a new, like, I don't need all of this whole Insta followers, all this fame and all this, all that. I don't really want it. I'm not looking forward to this. I don't want to do it anymore.
Was there a part of you that nearly talked yourself out of it, Teddy, just before?
Yeah. Because like, even to my brothers, there was one moment where I was on the phone to him and it was like, my brother asked the question. He was like, are you sure about this? Like, have you thought about all of it? Because my life before, I was in a decent job. I was working hard. Like you say, I was in a routine. Like my company, I was fairly high up in the company in terms of like my performance and everything. So everything was cushy. Everything was fine.
This was a big gamble for you then, right?
Yeah, everything was okay. So the only thing missing really out of my life was the love life element of it. So, you know, Love Island for me, going into it, it was like, okay. My mum was the one that kind of said to me, like, think of who you could meet. Think of that partnership that you could
Mommy
have.
Suarez is the cutest little bunny.
Yeah. Like, think of that opportunity and then kind of amplify that and think of how happy you can be. And then I thought to myself, all right, fuck it.
Take a leap of faith, babe. Take that leap of faith.
Yeah, and now everything that I've got with Faye is like, it's everything and more, honestly, because even when I'm with my family, I don't feel pressure if she's at home or with her family. I'm not like, oh, I've got to rush off home because I'm worried about the fact that she's like thinking about what I'm doing. Everything is just so nicely balanced. It's amazing. It's good. I'm happy.
You can tell you are. Like, it's literally radiating out of you. Like, this grin is infectious. I'm actually having such a nice time. Teddy, that's the end of part one. And I know I can't quite believe it myself because we've just been chatting away nonstop. But will you come back in part two so I can grill you a little bit about your relationship with Faye? Because I'm just such a nosy cow.
100 million%, you grill away.
Yes. Get me George Foreman out. We'll see you in a sec, son.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.